download.
Welcome back to the Doyo Download. I'm DJ slash Genbu. Whoa, what did that do? And I am only joined so far by Kita Shiritsu. Hello.
Oh.
This is your first time. Oh, I should turn up your volume. There we go.
Yeah, I've never ventured into here before.
No. No, you haven't.
I don't have better things to do at 8 o'clock on a Sunday night.
You mean noon on a Sunday morning.
Sure.
You in Scotland, or you're just in England?
Scotland.
Scotland, okay. Because you haven't said enough for me to pick out the subtleties of the accents yet, so...
Yeah, it's a weird one.
Are you on, like, the border?
Kind of. I'm vaguely in the south. I think it's mostly the fact that my mom's from Ohio.
Oh. I mean, so she hasn't slowly been devolving the accent?
No, not really. I get a lot of English people thinking I'm English.
Okay. Because when I retire, I want to try to get my wife and I to move across the pond. And the first thing I'm going to do is get rid of this accent, my accent, to have what I would now call your, or that accent over there, and go from there.
Admirable.
Yes. But nobody comes here for talk about accents and moving. They come here for sumo. And the basho's over. The basho is over. How did you do in the basho?
Not great. 4 and 11.
Ooh. How many bashos have you done as Kita Shiritsu?
One.
Oh. Well, I mean, so it's the first one. You know, the first one's always a crapshoot.
Yeah, I did go, I went 11 and 1 in Maidsumo and the Gauntlet. So, I did have the curse coming.
I mean, it happens.
Mm.
I'm going to bring up the spreadsheet, if I can... There it is. I just need the leaderboard. No, not the leaderboard, the official Bonsuke tab. Oh, it's been cleared! No! So much for that. But, let's see, there's another spreadsheet I have access to that should help. Inside baseball here, folks. I guess I don't like baseball either, so I shouldn't say inside baseball. We're just peeking behind the curtain here as I dig things up. All right. Oh, there we go. So, let's see who just popped in. I don't have the channel up. Oh, it's my normal co-host, Asa Bariki. You can talk now. Yay! If you want. Oh, he can't talk right now. Gotcha. All right. So, of course, all of us in Makushita suffered because of the destructive power of Kakumeikoshin. Right? Kakumeikoshin. Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Going Zencho on all of us. It that does happen.
I'm pretty sure I was already Makakoshi when I fought him. By a lot. I think that was in the last couple of days.
I had gotten my Kachikoshi already, but that was the point where I needed to start pushing. I was trying to get 10 wins because I wanted to do a 10-win first Basho. And I just kept stumbling and stumbling, and then they put me up against Kakumi Koshin, and he was the one that gave me the loss where I knew I couldn't get 10 wins anymore. So that was like, you guys are killing me. But I did manage to get 9. Yay.
Yeah, I was... I had vague thoughts that I could beat him to stop the Zen show, but no, it was never going to happen.
I believe... No, he didn't crit me. I don't think he critted me. I'm pretty sure he got me, like, right off the top GI, though. It wasn't pretty. It was super fast, and it was like, oh, he is unstoppable. It's our first ever 15-day Zen show. He's accomplished something that might never be done again. And I'm weirded out. I'm looking at... So I'm on the Bonsuke team. So I'm looking at the some of the Bonsuke tools because I don't have the Master Sheet official Bonsuke anymore because, like I said, they cleared it out. So I was using the Bonsuke tool to get some of the rankings to look at, but not everybody's listed where they're supposed to be. So that's kind of janky. But I guess I'll do what I can here with what I got. I know Okumizu won the Emperor's Cup. Who won Juryo?
Oh, a question.
What is it? Mosho? Mosho Geiru?
Easy way to check this.
Oh, Asaburi, yes, has confirmed it. Yeah, Mosho Geiru. Yes. All right.
I was checking who had the role.
Yeah. I mean, that's always the easiest way to do it. But I try not to pop out of the channel all the time. So. And I'm trying to keep this episode down to a half hour-ish. So I've got a busy Sunday. But all in all, the Basho was, I thought, real tight, nice and fun, and flowed well. And I'm hoping that I do better in the next one. I don't know where I'm going to end up as far as promotion, because I know that there's a lot of Intai, and I know that Kakume Koshin with a Zen show is going to end up moving a lot higher than we would normally see due to 15 wins. And that may juggle people around a little bit more than they're used to. So I don't know if I'm going to have another Makushita Basho or a Juryo Basho. I guess we'll find out, but I'm a little leery to go straight up to Juryo right away. It's a little unnerving. Are you part of any of the committees? Bonsuke, Torikumi?
I haven't touched the Bonsuke in a long time. used to be. I mean, the first one after I joined, I believe, was basically just me and Inazuma banging it out in an evening.
Okay.
On vibes alone. As it became more of a team, I really just fell off.
Well, I know when I first popped in, you happened to be on most of the time and ended up running a lot of my fights to get me moving. There was a point when you ran most of my fights outside of Basho's. So
yeah, those were the days. I don't know how I did it.
You're apparently a lot of free time.
Yeah, not so much of that anymore.
No, and I feel terrible being a Gyoji and going in waves of free time. I've got Sundays carved out for this specifically, and I always try to earmark the when we're getting people ready to be available then, but it seems like most of the people getting ready are when I'm sleeping or when I'm working. So right smack in those two times when I don't have the ability to access a computer, which kills that. And then the Bonsuke talk normally happens in the 2 or 3 hours before I wake up, and then it goes dead when I'm available to talk. I end up doing a whole bunch of catch up and then, you know, making a comment or doing a thumbs up on all the discussions, because it's all been hashed out by that point. It's real weird. And I haven't run a match in since the Gyoji's been created. For sure. Well, no, I ran some manual ones when they were having a little bit of an issue, but I haven't run one in at least a year, and I haven't sent anybody up since June of last year, maybe July, because of Christmas issues this year.
I mostly do back end Discord stuff these days. Not a lot of time at law school, surprisingly.
What?
It's just terrible. I have free time. I don't have as much free time as when I had literally nothing on.
Well, you being in law school, you're on the younger side of the of the age spectrum, because I think you're in your early 20s.
19.
Oh, you're not even 20. Awesome.
No.
I am in my late 40s, so yeah, my free time is sparse. And when something happens on one of my other interests that is time sensitive, I either have to jump on that or miss out. Why I thought you were 15 years older.
I get that a surprising amount. Years back, I had somebody on a Discord server I was on say that they thought I was a 30-year-old soccer mom.
Well, I know your actual Discord handle has Countess in your name.
Yeah, I don't think it wasn't like that back in the day. It's always a bit. I talk about it a lot. I find it very funny.
Is that like a role playing thing, by the way?
No.
No.
It's just my username now.
Okay.
Thought it sounded cool.
Just thought I'd ask.
Yeah. It is fairly inexplicable.
My time suck at the moment, for anyone that's curious, is No Man's Sky. They just released a new update. There was an expedition that I just finished to collect a bunch of stuff, and currently there's another thing. You can watch Twitch to collect a bunch of drops, and I'm doing that. And then once I collect the drops, I go into my game to actually bring them into my save so that I can use them. And the expedition gave me a brand new ship, which is awesome. It is so maneuverable, and it looks great. I've been using it. It's the only thing that's gotten me to not use my living ship, which is an awesome ship. Because once I got that living ship, it was no going back from that until this new one. And I've just been powering in that for now. Plus, I've got another PlayStation thing that I'm doing on the side, which I talked about a few weeks ago, that I'm putting stuff together. So those are my two non-work-related time sucks at the moment. But I'm doing what I can. Go for it.
I do own No Man's Sky. I think I bought it somewhere around release. I never really got into it. And then I played 20 minutes earlier this week.
How long did it take your game to update all the updates if you only if you only played it around release?
Well, I got a PS5 6 months ago.
Okay.
So I only installed it a couple weeks back, so.
I've had the terrible habit of every time there's a huge release starting a new save, but the save that I've got going right now, I've done so much on that I'm going to keep this save. There's just so much that I've done on this save that I haven't done in the past that I'm going to keep it. We're not talking about Sumo again. It's terrible. That's what you get. That's what you get. This is No Man's Sky talk on the Doyo. It just happens.
A game I'm very qualified to play, having only seen the tutorial two times several years apart.
I'm a pseudo expert at it at this point. Like the chats that I'm watching to get these drops, people are asking questions and I can answer them. So that tells me that I've been playing long enough.
Yeah, the game I actually waste my life on, War Thunder, does have Twitch drops every once in a while. I've never bothered.
Is what? Sorry.
War Thunder does have Twitch giveaways every once in a while, but I've never actually thought they were worth it.
I don't know.
I don't.
So the Twitch drops for the No Man's Sky are, some of them are just like posters and flags and stuff. I mean, stuff to decorate with. There was one ship that I got yesterday that I really wanted, so I got the ship. And tomorrow there's a companion you can get that I really want. But, I mean, other than that, sure, I'll collect the other things I can decorate with, but it's not vital that I needed to get them. I just thought, I've never gotten a Twitch drop before, so why not start collecting them? All it costs is having Twitch open.
Yeah. I don't watch a lot of Twitch, really.
I don't either.
Even in the background. Yeah.
It's literally just playing while I'm playing my game. So, yeah. And I've discovered all you need to do is have it playing in the background to collect the stuff. So.
Yeah.
It's great.
The only time I've done that with a stream was when this YouTuber I like, Magic the Knower, was randomly streaming one night. And it started off as a Magic the Gathering stream. And then he decided he'd like to stop and get some work done, so he said he'd stop streaming as soon as the view count dropped below a certain number. And that's when the game began, because people started refusing to leave. So it just devolved into him playing League of Legends to try and get people to give up. And at one point we were all just watching paint dry.
I can't do the esports. I don't care.
Yeah, I fundamentally do not respect esports for them.
I mean, if they did like Mortal Kombat fighting, I can respect something like that, but I mean the running around role-playing style game type thing, no. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
What Heia are you in?
I'm now in Hikari Shoyu.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Because
I just
it felt.
it felt right.
Yeah, it felt like the logical choice given the thing we had back in Takasago. It's
Gotcha.
like me beating him all of those times.
Wow.
I don't think it happens that often. I don't remember it all, but I don't think it was that good a matchup for me.
Look at me steering this back to sumo people. You're welcome.
I almost went for Inazuma, but
I
didn't
had
actually seem to make a lot of sense.
I have nothing against Hikari Shoryu. I had just been talking to Inazuma beforehand, and we had discussed what kind of Heia strategy he was thinking of going in, and I just decided that was the way I wanted my Rikishi to go, so that's where I went. And I made that decision not knowing that I wouldn't have the option of the old Ichimons, and I was like, when Marawashi told me that they were closed, that you couldn't choose the old ones, I was like, well, thank God I decided to go with one of the new ones. If I'd have known, if I hadn't have known and I just wanted to go right back into Shonoseki, which is where I came from, I would have been pissed.
Yeah, was one of those decisions I feel like we could have made more quickly.
It's,
Just more authoritatively.
yeah, and I believe somebody else is opening a Heia this Dekeko.
Yes, I think so.
Because I
Oh,
know
really? I've seen.
somebody's been asking a lot of questions. So I mean, I've
Yeah,
seen the string of questions. It's just I don't know who it was right off the top of my head. They were just.
I've seen Akamadori talk about it a lot. I'm not sure if they're actually planning to open it now, or just in the future,
I think Akamori definitely plans to open AI, but they are not at the end of their career. So maybe they will wait for their bachelor limit to hit, and then immediately after they will open their AI, I guess.
And I think I think they're the one that were asking that they just confirming they didn't need to name it after the
Yeah.
Rikishi, which if I'm owning one, I'm not naming it after a Rikishi either. I'm naming it something else. Spoiler
Time for
alert.
me. Time for me. And I think Akamidori will open Kirigaya. Yeah, I'm guessing.
Oh. Okay.
Because it's like it's their lore here, and so I think they just want to translate the lore into reality, in-game reality. So that'd be great. And that's one of my dreams too, to be able to open a Heia in a distant future.
Well, I didn't spend all my coat, all my Kensho, Coco. Kensho? Yeah, that's the word. I didn't spend all of it as Suijin, so I know that as my run as Genbu will, de I'll definitely have enough after this run to open a Heia and buy some perks for the next Rikishi also. So I'm more than
Yeah.
likely going to be opening a Heia afterwards, after this career.
I could have. Didn't really feel like I've never been that into the roleplay side of the game. I'm not
Suijin,
really sure.
yeah, Suijin, I didn't really do much I'm doing a little bit more with Genbu, although I haven't had time with all my other time sucks going on, but doing a little bit more, and then the Heia is more so a way to get more options for players, since I've been talking about it for such a long time, because I was talking about it as soon as it was announced. I was talking about doing one my own, and I retired Suijin. I think it was too early in order to have one, because that's what I was short. I think I was just a hair short. If I'd have just stayed in, it would have been fine. But I mean, when I realized I couldn't become Ozeki anymore, I didn't want to do it.
I just went until the end. Almost won a Yusho for it.
So I got a Jun Yusho. That's the highlight of Suijin's career. That, and I think I got 2 Kinbashi. Maybe.
I had to have the top Kinbashi roll made for me multiple times. I think I'm on 4.
Because I beat Hikari Shoryu at least twice. Oh, maybe I only have 1 Kinbashi, because I think I did the other defeats as a Sanyaku, so maybe I only have 1. But I definitely, I mean, I've definitely beat
you. Only have 1, yeah.
Yeah.
In my data, I only see 1.
So I must have done it again as a Sanyaku. So, but I've definitely beaten Hikari Shoryu more than once. I was trying. Yeah, yeah. I never got a crack at Azuma Kuni. I think I might have gotten a crack at him, but I could never beat him. And then, I don't think I got a crack. I think I only got 1 crack at Inazuma, and he beat me. So I didn't get a chance to get a Kinbashi there, the human Kinbashi machine.
Yeah, I beat... One of mine was definitely from the bot, Ukemitsu. I remember that much. And then I don't think I ever beat Inazuma at all after the bot came in.
That's a bummer.
I think, yeah, it's not really. It's pretty fun. I was sure. I think we were sure that I definitely beat him at some point before the records began, at least in the Geico, but never happened after Simple Gyoji.
Because I can remember beating Inazuma multiple times, all the way up until and including him as an Ozeki, but as soon as he became a Yokozuna, I couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, I
think I only got maybe 2 or 3 cracks at it, and only one of them was during a Basho.
Yeah, I never did. I was kind of on the way out by the time he became a Kinbashi machine.
Yeah.
So I looked at the Yusho record, and I think you beat Hikari Shoryu in Scotland. So it was your Kinbashi. I think it was the Basho where you went 12-3 in Scotland 2021.
Yeah.
That's a great Basho.
It was. I was so excited, and I was like, this is the start. I'm going to get there. This is my Ozeki run. 12-3. This Suijin's turning the corner. It's going to be great. And then it just went right back down to where I was, just flat line. He's solidly average Rikishi. I just could not. There's nothing special about him.
Well, I won't say I'm much better. I think I'm finally out of the Juryo, of the Juryo trap, or the Juryo Juryo ring. I don't know how to say it, but it's like It's ferocious in Juryu, so I think it's good. I think I'm making it to low Makuuchi now. I think we'll see.
Well, how many Intais do we have?
Many. Let me see. So we have Tenoyama, Intai'd, but he's got a new Rikishi, Tamano Sato. We've got Akagi, who's also got a new Rikishi, Kaga.
Yeah.
We've got Kazetora, no replacement as of now, or Ryunoshin. All these four retirements are in Makuuchi. In Juryu, we have Kumatetsu, Munofuji, and Kyoishi. So three more retirements in Juryu. And in Makushita, many retirements. Mainly because it's two Kyujos in a row.
So from my statement earlier, I'm likely to be in Juryo next Basho. Boy, that's gonna be
very likely.
That's gonna be rough. Yay!
Well, you'll be among like a lot of the people in High Makushita. So there will be B21 and U2, so it won't be super hard. Maybe in the latter half of the Basho, when you will have to face the higher ranked in Juryu, who will be B22, B23. Maybe it will get harder there. I don't know. Like, yeah, don't do too bad on your first week, I would say.
I'm still hoping that my newness will allow me to surprise a few people and get those wins. But I spent most of the Basho, this last Basho, kind of saving up every single. I didn't use any focus points at all, so I've got all of them to use.
Oh, me neither. And I have a whole 75% of a focus die.
Let's see here.
You have a lot of... Oh, hello, Inazaru.
Yeah, he's...
One of my wins was a Fusen show, so it didn't count.
I have 7 training points to use. That's awesome. Boy, am I going to have a lot to spend. Yeah.
The trading rolls.
Watch out, everybody. Again, Boo's dangerous.
Did we fight this time?
I thought we did.
Probably right.
And I want to say I beat you.
Almost certainly. Ashitori and Sue.
I think you didn't fight, actually.
It doesn't look like we did.
Oh. Alright, maybe we didn't.
No, you didn't, yeah.
Okay.
Strangely, yeah. Play commission and against.
I didn't think there was enough Makushita to not face everybody, but I guess there was enough to have a few unmatched opponents. Interesting.
Count my match against Kakume Koshin. I countered and everything.
Let's see here.
Yeah. That was the match where I was rudely reminded that I didn't have a focused ID to use.
Yeah, I did not take you on. Yeah, look at those last 4 days of mine. Kakumi Koshin, Hikari Nowaka, Nekonoyama, and Otoriyama. Otoriyama was my 9th win, so I basically, after beating Ashitaka, which was my Kachikoshi. I lost three in a row and then managed to get that ninth win. Ouch! And there's Kinoshiritsu. And you took all those guys on fairly early, except for Kakumi Koshin. Oh, Hikari Nawaka's down there at the end. Oh, and Kaga was probably in, not in Tai, the other one. Kyujo by then. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
I think I dodged Kaga as well. It's a shame. That would have been funny.
Kaga was having a bad, bad basho.
I think Akagi just dying is probably the story of the basho.
Yeah, and it just did not translate after that either. So, just a terrible run. But hopefully those demons have been exercised and things will get better.
We did talk. He didn't tell me if it's intentional that both of his rikishi have been named after Imperial Japanese aircraft carriers.
it is intentional. All of his rikishi are named after Japanese Navy boats, basically.
So it's like me. I choose short, nautical-themed Shikona at this point.
Yeah, I don't think Akagi was an intentional, but I think the first one was a coincidence. I know I joked ages ago about, literal years ago, about naming my my second rikishi Amagi.
Let me have a look. I remember something like that, like when you search for Akagi.
Yeah, it was November 2020, apparently.
That was years ago.
Yeah.
God, that was years ago. Holy crap, I've been playing this game for like 5 years now. Five years, something like that. Oh, Inazaro will let me know because we joined at the same time.
Been a while. We were, Inazaro and I were same day. I don't remember which one of us got here first.
Huh. I think it's 4. March
2020. No, if you got here after me, it was definitely 2020.
No, because I'm pretty sure this was before. I think it was 2019. Because I don't think the pandemic was anywhere near hitting. Because I know that the year of the pandemic, it was like everybody had all kinds of great free time to do all kinds of stuff. When was the first episode of the Doyo Download? Let's go to the posts. I'm going to have to end this soon, too. Just to give everybody a heads up. I'm already over my half hour. The first episode was published in May of 2022. March 20. Wow. I thought it was 2019. March 27th, 2020. That's what I'm being told. I'm old. My mind's not what it used to be. I mean, it's not like I'm saying I was here since 2017 or something like that. It's just all right. I mean, I guess I thought I was here. I thought I was here before the pandemic started. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I know I was. I know I only got here in March 2020 because I joined the afternoon they called off school. But I no longer have any conception of how long ago March 2020 was.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to rely on Inazaru because he's paying way more attention to it than I was. Because unlike other people, I had to keep working through all this because the U.S. mail doesn't stop for anything. And welcome, Moshogeru. But you're here just in time for me to wrap things up. So, I do want to say thanks for everybody joining us. Kitashoryu. Thanks for talking.
Wow. Thanks for having me.
Gotta get used to everybody's new Shikona. It's terrible. Asabariki, thanks for being a fact checker. And also Inazaru for correcting my age-addled brain. But I will be on, I'm pretty sure, next week, barring any weirdness. We just had a snowstorm here in Portland, so we are dealing with the aftermath. I'm from a snowy state, so this is nothing for me, but the city is, like, I don't know, crippled. You know, we will rebuild, though. Anyway. Sorry there wasn't more sumo talk. We did talk about video games, just not this video game. You can reach me, tag me on the Discord here. Check out all the other episodes. And if you know somebody that doesn't know about this, tell them about it. That way they can listen too. I'll try to do a big show next week. How about that? Big, old, hefty, let everybody else talk while I listen to opinions and revelations. And maybe we'll discuss what the Oyakata 11 Jungyo is about.
Yeah, I might have to come back.
Yeah, there you go. I joined. How about you? I do the whole rigmarole, but if you want to find the podcast, it's on emeraldspectre.com, spelled T-E-R, because that's how you spell Spectre. Tag me, Genbu, or Emerald Spectre, because that's my actual Discord handle. It should work either way. Or you can post in the official RTY podcast channel. That'll also get us. But I'm going to run the music now. Thanks for joining us. And goodbye, everybody.